Good morning. Welcome to the CRCF Prayer Podcast. My name is Luke. This is for the week of April 7th. Just want to welcome you. So glad we're able to take this time to spend together to pray into things that God is doing in our church and in the world around us here. So can we, before we even pray this morning, let's just spend a little time in worship, and then we can just settle our hearts and minds to focus on these things and to pray into what God is doing.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? And I was lost, but He brought me in. Oh, His love for me. Oh, His love for me. Oh, the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, He has ransomed me. Oh, His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died. Yes, He died for me.
Come on, church, sing it!
Who the Son sets free. Oh, it's free.
Church, I don't know who of you needs to hear that this morning, but I want to proclaim that over you this morning. You need to realize and know in the core of your being that you have been bought and paid for, that you have been adopted and called a son or daughter of the Father. So this morning, wherever you are at, if you can just close your eyes right now, If you could just see the face of the Father looking at you, what you should be seeing is adoration. What you should be seeing right in this moment is pure and endless love for you and all that you are. Can we sing that again this morning? Can we proclaim that over our families, all over our home, that you are who He says you are? Let's do it this morning. Let's sing it.
Our sun sets free. Who is free indeed? I'm the child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm the child. Why I'm chosen, not forsaken. Yes, I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. Oh, I am who you say I am. Why I'm chosen, not forsaken. Oh, oh, I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. Oh, I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am.
Sing it.
Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm the child of God.
Well, church, we've just passed the year and a half mark of making our way through the book of Romans, which is some really, really deep foundational teaching. Our pastors are doing an amazing job of laying out these foundations of faith. Can we pray this morning that God would just continue to speak to fresh ears and fresh hearts about these truths, that we would be soft soil as a congregation, that they would root deep in our hearts and minds so that we can really truly grasp onto these foundations of our faith. So let's pray, and then I'll throw it to you, and you can spend some time praying for this whole thing, for our sermon series. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, that you've given us such beautiful, clear teaching and guidance through the book of Romans. Lord, we just pray for Pastor Mike, for Pastor Reg, and for Josh as they are preaching their way through this book and laying out these gospel truths of that righteousness is given freely through the blood of Jesus and not earned. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that as a church we would continue to be open to hear all that you have to say. Father, we just pray for our pastors and our preachers, Lord, who are there as they're teaching, that their hearts and minds would clearly grasp what it is that you are saying through this book, what it is that you are intending for your people to hear in this age, in this time for us. Father, we just thank you so much for the gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you've called us righteous. You've called us holy because of the blood of Jesus. And we just always go back to how thankful we are for the cross, God. And we just pray, Lord, that as we continue through Romans, that you would show us, you would open our eyes to see all that you have for us, for your people. And Lord, that we would be open to hear it, God, that we would apply it to our daily lives. We just thank you, God. We're so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, church, would you spend a couple times praying into these things, praying into our sermon series? We love Alpha. Alpha is such an amazing program that is such an amazing tool to welcome people who are seeking to find more about Jesus as an introductory to the gospel. And we are about to launch a new Alpha season with new leaders in our church who have stepped up to take this mantle of leadership for Alpha and to be guiding the discussions and leading these times for these people who are seeking deeper understanding of who Jesus is. Can we pray for those leaders and just for this season that, that people would really have a clear image of what God has done for us through the person of Jesus, and that their questions, that these big life questions would just become so much more clear through the teaching at Alpha. Father, we thank you for the creators of Alpha and this program, that it just so clearly lays out your gospel message. We thank you, Father, that our church is open to hosting this series, and that we have people who are willing to step up and step into these leadership roles in these vulnerable conversations about who Jesus is, what he has done, what his death on the cross means, and his resurrection for us, Father. We just pray, Lord, for protection for them, for their personal lives, for their families, as they venture into these front lines of people coming into your kingdom. We pray for that hearts would be softened, God, as people come and they have stated a desire to learn more. We just pray, God, that by your Spirit, you would soften, harden hearts, Father, that that faith would root deep in them, God, that they would find you, find the wonder and the beauty of who you are through this series, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for such an amazing thing that we can do to bring people into your kingdom. Okay, church, would you spend a couple minutes here praying for this new Alpha series? As we often do here on the Prayer Podcast, I want to give an opportunity for you to pray for loved ones or people in your lives who need healing, or people who you know that God has brought into your life, that you would be light to them, that you would be God's hands and feet in their life and speaking to them. So I'm going to pray for you that God will bring to mind the people that you need to be praying for, and for healing for those people in your lives who are depending and waiting on God to break through in their lives in these areas. So I'll pray for you, and then you can pray for them. Father, we just we thank you for the gift of prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us this 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 freedom to speak, to ask. And you've clearly said in your word that if you ask, it should be given to you. If you knock, the door will be open to you, Father. So we just pray this morning. I pray for our listener this morning who you have brought people into their lives or bringing people to their mind who need healing, Father, who need to know about you. Lord, I just pray for, just a deeper courage and trust for our listener as they are venturing into these conversations and these opportunities to speak to you, to bring you into the narrative of their relationship. And I just pray, Father, that you would continue to speak, that you would give revelation, that you would give prophetic insight even, Father, into these areas where people need to know about you, that your light needs to be shed into their lives, Father. We just pray for those people who need healing, God, who are they're waiting for your healing in their lives, God. We just pray, Lord, that you would show up in those moments, in those conversations or in the waiting, Father, that, Lord, that they would know you as healer, that you would arrive, that your Holy Spirit would illuminate your need, that there would be crying out for you, that there would be continued healing, Father, as you are working in those situations. Lord, we just proclaim trust in you. We proclaim trust in your plans, Father, and we just pray, Lord, that you would touch those lives, that you would touch these areas that need to be healed or these people who need to know you, Jesus. So would you show up in those, guys? Would you give courage to our listener to speak your name, Father? Okay, now let's spend a couple minutes here, you praying into these opportunities for Jesus to show up. Okay, church, well, I pray that you would be blessed this week, that you would just continue to see the Lord speaking and guiding in your life, and we'll see you again here on the Prayer Podcast. Bless you. Have a good one.